This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters, which left four people dead and dozens wounded. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said 15 people have been charged in federal court here in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identity. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's attack and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. A day after the chaos, the Associated Press reporting Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 6th. In a statement early in the day, Sun defended his officers' actions, but he did not say why he had declined additional manpower and resources. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The top U.S. Democratic lawmakers, including Senator Chuck Schumer, are calling for President Trump's immediate removal from office with 13 days left in his presidency after he urged the crowd of angry supporters to march to the Capitol on Wednesday. President Trump issued a statement saying that he was outraged by the violence, the lawlessness, and mayhem, and he deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. He said to those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, "You do not represent our country." A handful of lawmakers, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also called for Trump's removal through the use of the constitutional provision or his impeachment for a second time, even though President-elect Joe Biden is set to take office on January the 20th. The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from the COVID-19 in a two-day period Thursday, and the U.S. reported a one-day record 3,865 Americans died Wednesday, according to the Johns Hopkins University COVID Resource Center, Coronavirus Resource Center, that is. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Britain announced mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and three surrounding jurisdictions because of the surge in new coronavirus cases in the capital city. The decree takes effect Friday through the 7th of February. More than 87.9 million global coronavirus cases have been recorded so far, including 1.8 million. According to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil passed a milestone Thursday, recording more than 200,000 virus-related deaths, becoming the nation with the second highest death toll in the world. President Jair Bolsonaro acknowledged the death toll, but he said in a speech after the new death numbers were released that the country cannot shut down to stop the spread of the virus. President Trump's Transportation Secretary, Elaine Chao, announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion on the Capitol. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betty DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign after the violence. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown. Via remote, VOA News.